The coaching search continues for the Cleveland Browns. Josh McDaniels has removed his name from the list of possible candidates, but one guy who is a newcomer to the list, Ben McAdoo, the quarterback coach of course, the Green Bay Packers, reportedly meeting with the team today. Jason Wilde, ESPNWisconsin.com senior NFL writer and host of the Aaron Rodgers Show alongside the Green Bay Packers quarterback, joins us now. Jason, thanks so much for taking time here. Give us a little background on Ben McAdoo for those unfamiliar with him here in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's kind of a Mike McCarthy. I don't want to call him a clone, but they kind of come from the same background. I thought the biggest ringing endorsement you could give of him was Aaron Rodgers yesterday, because Aaron Rodgers was not happy when Mike McCarthy promoted Ben McAdoo to quarterback's coach after Joe Philbin took the Miami head coaching job. Tom Clemens was promoted from quarterback's coach to offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers wanted a quarterback's coach who'd been a quarterback. And then Mike McCarthy went out and hired Alex Van Pelt, who had been a quarterback, been a quarterback's coach, been an offensive coordinator, as the running back's coach, and made Ben McAdoo the quarterback's coach. And Aaron Rodgers, to be perfectly honest, was not happy about it. Yesterday, I don't think Aaron Rodgers could have said nicer things about Ben McAdoo, and it wasn't just because we were on the radio. He really came around to him. Their relationship really grew. He thinks very highly of Ben now, and he's not surprised at all that a team like the Browns would have an interest in him, not just as an offensive coordinator, which I think he's going to end up being if he doesn't get the Browns job. He's going to be an offensive coordinator somewhere, probably Miami.
What would Aaron Rodgers, when he talked about him so glowingly, as you said yesterday, what were the strengths Aaron Rodgers listed about Ben McAdoo and his ability to be that type, get that type of a promotion and lead a team or an offense here in the National Football League?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is preparation. I mean, Rodgers said he needed a guy who was going to get him prepared. And he said that Ben knows how to command a room. That's a big deal if you're going to become a head coach. You don't have to work your way up the ladder if you are a young and up-and-coming and impressive coach. I don't know how Jimmy Haslam or Joe Banner or any of those guys are going to see Ben McAdoo, but I think he is a rising star. And whether or not that star goes all the way to a head coaching position, I don't know.
Jason, some people have to have what's called presidential qualities, right, to lead an organization or certainly to lead a football team. And with coaches, does he have that persona? Does this guy really have that thing that will indicate to people that he is a head coach versus someone who has spent his life and he's pretty young, obviously, as an underling?
Yeah, that's a great question, Vic. I mean, Mike McCarthy came here and he had just coordinated the worst offense in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers in 2005. But he came in here. He obviously has had success here, but he's also had two great quarterbacks play for him. And yep. He comes into Brett Favre, and certainly he deserves credit for helping develop Brett Favre later in his career and getting him to not make as many, game-killing mistakes. And he certainly deserves credit for helping Aaron Rodgers grow into the player he is today. But I don't know if I believe that presidential qualities are as important as great quarterbacks. And they make you look like a heck of a lot better coach if you've got a guy who can play that position. And you guys know the Browns better than I do, but I haven't seen the Browns have the opportunity to have that guy. And thus, I think any coach is going to have a hard time carrying those credentials forward when they can't get that kind of play out of a quarterback when it's a quarterback-driven league.